chute, the water go down, that would be a sluice. But a mill race would seem more like a deliberate narrowing of a channel.
I see.
Or actually, maybe scooping the water somehow.
You know, if you go down here to the King Mill, if the canal comes along and then when it hits the mill, there's a thing that leads it off to the side. What do you, is that a race? Do you call that a race?
I think that leads to the race. What I would call the race. Okay. The water falls in there. That it's I just call them the gates, I think.
I see.
Floodgates, perhaps, but then they're not really floodgates. Oh, I guess they could be used as such.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now if you have, let me see. If you have a, interesting question here. What, out here is a river. What runs into the river besides besides the canal?
You think like streams?
Streams, okay. You get a stream. What else?
Creeks. Usually you think of, what I think of, a creek flowing into a stream, which then flows into a river.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you would think of a stream as being somewhat larger than a creek. Huh? Okay. What about in near the ocean? Sometimes there are these little tidal inlets. What do you call them? Would you ever call one of those a creek?
Yes, I think I would.
What about a stream? What do you call that?
I wouldn't refer to a stream as opening out onto the sea.
I see.
A creek would. It's interesting how these, when you completely change context, how your uses of the word change too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you might refer to that too as an inlet, huh?
An inlet. And that at the opening, the well, sound if it's very wide, estuary.
Okay.
Sound if it's a river, or then just an inlet if it's a creek.
Okay. Let me see. Sometimes you have a very deep, kind of narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water. What would you call that?
You mean something like a ravine, or
well,
if it's erosion, it'd be a gorge, perhaps. But they're river gorges, of course. But
what's the difference between a gorge and a ravine?
A gorge seems to me to be more like a scar. Well, I'll put it this way. Maybe a gorge seems more like a wound, while a ravine seems more like a scar.
Okay.
That also, I think of a ravine as something that doesn't necessarily, neither a ravine nor a gorge have to have a stream at the bottom. They're probably cut at some times by water. But I don't think of them as having to have that. A ravine, I will think as being probably grown over. It might have trees and underbrush down both sides, while the gorge, I think, is not having any growth in it. Yeah. You know, you can have a rock gorge, or as you see often in Georgia, or just open red clay gorges.
I see. Okay. Well, what about if there's if after you have a heavy rainfall, you might have a place cut across a field or
a gully.
Gully. Okay. Okay. Now we've hit business of creek. Oh, I know.
Well, I had a bad gully cut across my field last summer. Yeah. I was out digging up things I planted. It's a funny story about that, but we can't waste time.